This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Woo woo.
Yay.
We got a text contest going, everybody.
Oh, are they already starting?
800 400 369. I love this one. Okay. I laughed twice. I read it.
Oh, goodness.
Laughed.
Is it from yesterday or is it from this morning?
It's from yesterday.
Okay.
Late.
Okay.
After someone had already won.
Okay.
Khakis. What people in Boston use to start their car.
The khakis, yeah. Gotta get your khakis out. Yep. That's good. That's a good
Twice.
One.
I went back to it, read it again, and laughed again.
Hey, Ma, you got my khakis? I can't start my car without them.
Megan, did you steal my khakis?
I'm going to pick up a dozen at Donkeys. I'll be right back, all right? Give me the khakis.
408 says.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I like that one. I never heard that one either. I would know that one.
I'm telling you, I laughed two full times at that thing like I didn't see it the first time.
I'm going to say it every day. Says, where's my khakis?
Most people think T-Rexes can't clap because they have short arms, but it's really because they're dead.
Oh, yes, that's a good one too. These are jokes. These are full-on jokes. Like, people aren't just trying to be clever and funny. They're giving us full-on jokes. I'm down with the joke. It's fine. And I've liked some of the poetry. And which one won yesterday?
I the key word I found from yesterday, a couple recent winners, is you say Maddie in there.
Yes. Yeah. It seems like the guy who
it was one winner.
The picking. Judge doesn't mind a slurp or two.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote a song yesterday.
Slurp the judge.
Just there's a clue to all of you early listeners.
Yeah.
Slurp the judge.
No matter how much we like you.
I'm offended by that comment. I don't resemble that comment.
You don't resemble that at all.
No.
All right.
La la la.
I can tell you that the look on our faces when you made that announcement yesterday, we were like, whoa.
That one, huh?
Okay.
Okay, sure.
There's the key. There's the khakis.
I thought it was great.
It was great. It
you
was,
to
you
play
know what?
My song. Sing.
Yes, you're so lucky. I like this contest. I have to say. I mean, we read texts all day anyway, and now to be able to like give you a prize for something we were hoping you were going to do anyway.
This isn't the first time we tried that. It's just the first time we have a legit prize that's ongoing it works.
Right.
It's great.
I don't mind a text of the day. I mean, funny, clever, mean and biting, whatever you're going to send it on in. So the prize is Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets for two different dates at the Mountain Winery concert series, which is kind of amazing. Music and comedy, all different stuff all summer long. So, And also these are in, these are in late May, so that's not even summer yet. That's just, it's like starts in the spring and just goes.
Kick
We're
off
so
your
lucky.
Summer with some laughs.
Argar, gar, gar, gar. Oh, you should text that in. See if you win. Maybe you win the contest.
Can I do that?
Maybe you win the contest today.
Oh, here's one. Daddy is awesome. He's so great. And his hair is perfect. I love him.
Oh, that's a funny one, too. So that one qualifies.
That's a winner. Contest is, there it is. Sorry, everyone. Yeah.
That's it. So what did everyone do yesterday?
Oh, I have a lot going on at the house right
that's
now. So
what's happening?
Well, just a couple sick kids.
Oh,
so we're,
what fun.
Yeah, it's and there were, you know.
Everybody's sick now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have a big party. What's going to happen?
I meant at your house. One kid stayed home the one day, and now both
kids
got it.
Yeah. Well, what about your party?
She's
what's going to happen?
Negative, so.
Oh, so she's coming.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, once you test negative, right?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about that. I would.
I'm not looking for an excuse to get out of this party. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
We've all put in a lot of work and I'm trying not to live my life by not going to things. Like, I just don't want to be. It is always easier to just be like, well, I'm not going to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a dear friend's 60th. Like, I'm going to try and go.
I'd been on the fence about going snowboarding this weekend. Like,
it's
good right now. If you have a free look at this weekend, you should go.
Who's talking to you?
I can't. Yeah, Deepak is. I can't even find my gear.
Rent it when you get up there.
No, that's not.
Rent it.
No, get out of here.
Can't find my gear. You really do have a trouble in that garage of yours.
It's
you need to unload that.
I haven't cleaned it out in over a year, and it is piled up with kid crap. Anyway, it's just one of those things where
it's a bummer. You
I need
should
to
go.
It's this week's been rough. Taxes,
yes,
sick
but they're
kids.
Over. Celebrate, go,
yeah.
Go
taxes
snowboarding.
Are over. There's nothing you can do with the kids.
Carve it up.
Stick them with the girl who was sick 2 weeks ago, and go carve it up.
Yeah,
yes, you should go. You should try
nice.
To move mountains and do
I
it.
Would,
you deserve it.
I you believe do. I do too.
Who all would be going? Just you and Deepak?
I think his kids are going. Him and his kids are going. And
I
they
love
were like,
his one kid. That's the only one I've
both
met.
Both the kids are cool. They're very cool.
I'll bet there's. I bet the other one's not as cool as the one I met.
Hope you're
not
listening.
I don't know which one of them was going to be a pro gamer.
Oh.
But that was one of the things that I, like.
It could be the one I talked to. He looked like that kind of
did
kid.
He?
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know, he's a cool kid.
That's since been given up, though.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that.
As in, he realized he wasn't as good as he thought he was.
Well, I mean, it's a
his
lofty
dad talked
goal.
Like it is.
Going pro in anything.
Yeah. Well, and turns out there are some people who are putting some hours in on those video games.
Well, and I think that's part of it. You play someone who also is an aspiring pro and find out, wow, they really, they crushed me.
Oh, yeah. I held my own, but I did not win.
I wanted to go pro in skateboarding and then went and saw what, you know.
Oh.
You get to the skate park and go, oh, I'm good on my street.
I'm like, I rule on my street.
In my town, I'm pretty damn good, but among the people of the world, I'm a chicken. Because I see some of the stuff, like a guy like Tony Hawk was doing things where you'd go,
is that air ballet? What's going on?
What are you doing?
That looks like a broken head ready. Oh, nope, he landed it. Amazing.
And part of the thing about people who are really good at stuff is they're not even busy with you looking at that. Like, they don't go, hey, everyone, I'm about to do something bitching. Look over here. They're just doing stuff.
Continually doing bitching things.
You go, oh, my God. I barely saw that out of the corner of my eye, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. He's just throwing that on a Tuesday at 10.
Yeah, he's the only one landing those moves. Do you ever hear that joke? I think it's Janine Garofalo. Remember her from back in the day?
I do.
Janine Garofalo goes, I went and saw her somewhere, and she's like, skateboard guys, do they ever land a move? And I just laughed and laughed and laughed. Skateboarders.
That's part of the thing.
Yeah. Well, you do it until you land it.
You'll
you hope you haven't injured
yourself right.
So much that you'll never land it again. It's funny.
Anyway.
Well, if you can, move mountains. You should go. I've seen how frothy you've been getting about the weather this year.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. I'm telling you, I'm buried.
But you might go. You haven't ruled it out completely.
So you're telling us there's a chance.
Nice. Yeah.
D Deepak, lean on him. I think he'll go.
We're living vicariously through you. I'm getting no snow this season.
Why aren't you? What's holding you back?
I don't know. New hip.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, they don't, skiing's.
Well, skiing is, plus, as a sport, it's, as a pastime, like something that you might enjoy doing during the winter, it's not cheap. Like,
yeah.
That is an expensive mm-hmm. thing to do between the lift ticket and getting yourself there, and if you have to rent and a place to stay, and yikes.
It's a thing.
It's a pricey thing.
I haven't done it much in the last 10 years. I'd say I've done it like once.
Yeah. Well, you took your kids last year, right?
I didn't go, though.
I thought you... Nope. When did you go with them when they were in lessons or something?
I went to the mountains, and I was there to get them into their lessons, but I didn't snowboard.
Oh, you skied, right?
No, I didn't ski either.
I thought you tried skiing.
No.
No.
Nope.
Maybe Christina did, and she was like, oh, yeah, that's so much easier.
She did.
Than
I haven't made turns in a long time. Long, long, long time. And that might be why I haven't seen my board in a while and don't know where it's buried.
Yeah. You might not even have it. You might have sold it.
No, I have
I know
it,
you. You sell things all the time.
I do that.
The
You're right.
Get the Safeway parking lot. $25. Yeah. You got it. Here you go.
Should leave it out on your lawn.
Right. Yeah. I was cleaning out the people came by and picked up the free stuff.
I do flip things over. You're right. Mm. I think we all should be doing that, though.
Except that when you need the thing, it isn't there anymore.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. I don't like to get rid of stuff. I'm like, it's not hurting anything. What do you do?
I move a lot.
Well, you know what?
Every time I scale down and have less items.
That is our problem lately. We don't move as much as we used to.
Yeah.
Which is not a problem.
Not moving is not a problem. It's the stuff that accumulates and you don't have there isn't a hard line where you're like, I'm sorry, but that doesn't fit in my car, which is what I'm using to move with. Couch, goodbye. Bed, goodbye.
One of the things that's weird, that's a great improvement, and it's hard, I'm not bitching about it, but we were losing power so much that we had to get the house wired so that the generator could run the house, and then we had to get a killer generator, and now PG&E seems to have fixed everything. So I sit there and I look at my generator and I think,
you're going to need it at some point. You're going to be glad
point,
you have it.
Yes.
And every month you got to drag it out and start her up.
What a different world we're living in from the time when, man, I lost power again. It doesn't happen anymore. Mm. PG&E fixed stuff.
Mm.
Turns out they were behind it the whole time.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right, thanks for fixing everything.
Yeah.
Kind of sucked when it wasn't fixed, but...
Yep.
I feel like I should be able to give you a bill for the generator that I had to buy.
And all the food that spoiled.
Yeah. Well, they actually were paying us back for that.
Oh.
Oh.
We were putting in receipts and they were paying us back for that.
That's a good reason to get your receipt from the supermarket.
Oy, you're right.
Yeah. Keep all those.
What do you know about it?
I don't, zero.
I was going to say.
I know nothing about it.
John, save the receipt. You know what you should do, John?
Yeah. You know the best thing about modern life? Oh, my God. Let me tell you this really quick. I'm reading this book by Patricia Cornwall, I think her name is. It's the Kay Scarpetta books. There's like 40 of them. And I guess they're going to make it into a show called Scarpetta. And I want to say it might be like Charlize Theron is going to play the role. Yeah.
Did I start these books?
You and I talked about this a few months ago. And I think I went and got the first one. And I just finished whatever I was reading. So I start this book.
Is she an MD, like a...
She's like a medical examiner.
I started these books, and there was a point where I think she was like, it's been a long day, and I'm going to have a Chablis. And I was like, screw you, Kesar. Nobody drinks Chablis.
No, she drinks, and she's lighting cigs. So here's the thing, though. It's... I can see why you'd turn away.
I quit that book. I mean, Chablis.
She goes, these are written in 1990. So, like, DNA evidence is brand spanking new.
Right.
Like, it's so funny. She goes into this long explanation. I'm like, well, that's what, 35 years will do for you.
Yeah.
And then, they're constantly answering their handheld phones at their houses.
Mm.
I mean, it's such a, I'm actually kind of enjoying it. Like, it's a real snapshot. Like, they've got computer printouts and all this paper scattered everywhere. I mean, it's really, and even, like, fingerprint technology. There's no way to scan it. The guy has to lay tracing paper over the blown up photo and then of the fingerprint and then trace it with like a Sharpie and then scale it back down and run it through the, you know, fingerprint identifier. And they're like, and it can look at 800 images per second. I'm like, wow, even I know that that is the slowest rate of all time. Like, it's so funny to see that. So yeah. Anyway, the new mod cons that are happening in all our houses, I just go, whatever I need, I'll tell the lady in my kitchen, yo, Brexit, which is what we call her when we're not trying to wake her up. Please put this or that or the other thing on my list. And then John will go, when he goes to the store, all the things I need are right there on his list. Like, it's fantastic. It's the way.
What is it? You just said mod cons?
Modern conveniences.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
And you call it Brexit?
Yeah, because I don't want to. I want him to know.
The three of us didn't get that, right?
Yeah.
Haven't I told you that before?
I've never heard mod cons at all. I was totally like, wait, what did I just miss? Oh. And then the Brexit part's fine. I mean, you say whatever.
Everybody has their name for so you can talk about the device without having to say the A word or the E word or the Z word or whatever.
I didn't know I was like, I thought I was alone and just, no. But thank you.
No, I brought us. I brought us into the modern world from 1990, which feels like it wasn't that long ago. But the kids are all like, "Yeah, it was the 1900s. Obviously, you guys lived in caves with your landlines."
Yeah, I read all those Bosch books, and then when I reread them another time, it's great.
It's glaring.
Where he's like, "Pull over! I got to make a call."
Right.
He has to run into a phone booth and make a quick phone call, and you're like,
"You got any change on you?"
What the?
All right. It's a total time capsule, and I'm debating with myself: Do I? I lived in that time capsule. I was, you know, a fully established human being. I think I turned 24 in 1990, and so do I stay in this and just try to remember what it was like, or do I go, I can't really listen to this because I know that the modern technology available today solves this crime in 15 minutes.
Well, if it's a good story, then I think it's worth listening to. And that's really what it comes down to. I had to get away from that lady.
She is smoking and drinking up a storm.
Well, I just went, Chablis.
And she gives her 10-year-old niece is staying with her. And this is, I'm kind of at the beginning of this book. And the kid is 10 and she's, you know, there's a serial killer. So she's very busy and the kid is visiting her and she's, so she doesn't have a lot of time for the kid. So she leaves and the kid's just alone in the house till the lady shows up later. And then she's like talking to the kid later and she goes, here, have a glass of wine to the 10-year-old. And they go home and they lay in bed talking together. And I'm like,
well,
were they really doing that in 1990?
You said that you used to get handed like
wine and water. My mom put a little splash and then fill the rest of the glass with water.
Or coffee and
coffee and milk. Coffee and milk.
All that stuff's.
I was very young for that.
Very 70s.
But this is the 90s, though.
Well, I mean, you know.
I'm like, were people giving 10-year-olds glasses of wine?
They were. My mom was.
We've
look what happened.
Established that you've lived a kind of a different life than a lot of us. You know, helicopter, but no plumbing.
I've mentioned a bunch of times as I look over the regular internet news sources, I see a lot of generational stories, and often it's Gen, you know, Z, or it's boomers, or
Gen X, whatever,
millennials. But it's very rarely Gen X.
Oh,
and
really?
Very rarely do they do anything about Gen X. And I found this article about Gen X that was, we're uniquely right in the middle of this technology flip over.
We were born without it, and now we're fully in it.
I absolutely vividly remember my dad bringing home a microwave.
Oh,
and
me
it
too.
Was the thing.
We couldn't believe it.
Oh, my dad wouldn't use it. My mom bought one and my dad refused to use it. He just was just
magic heat
like,
waves.
I think
this
he's
ridiculous.
Yeah, he's just using it now. Very sparingly, but he just
right.
Nope.
So it's
don't need
we
that.
We got to see that as we're coming up, but we still had the landlines and here we are now in full-blown technology world.
And things are going so fast now.
So fast. In fact, if you look at there are people, I'm sure we could find one if we looked it up. The technology curve goes something like that, like flat line, boom,
yes,
straight up
hits the sun and explodes there. Like it's,
and we all were sitting here right for it.
I know,
like,
it is. We, you and I are in a really good, are you all, you must also be Gen X,
of course. Yeah, yeah.
It's an incredible, it isn't for anyone in any generation that's happening right now, anyone alive right now, this is an incredible time to be alive.
Now, the article is actually about people from that generation,
Gen X,
who were like, a newspaper writer, that's what I'm going to be. A marketing pro, that's what I'm going to be. Mm. And those particular, and radio people, the same. These particular jobs have changed dramatically due to the technology. Right. Marketing people are like,
I'm glad
they just
I'm hired
a college kid and gave him an Instagram and told him, figure it out.
Yep.
And there's your marketing.
So what are we? We're 1964 to 1979 or something.
Something like that. It's the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
People born during that time.
Yeah.
It's, but all those jobs, like a newspaper, like a...
I know.
And we also had parents who grew up like coming out of the Depression and like, you know.
The boomers were our parents.
Yeah, had that total different worldview.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyway, it was an interesting article, but it.
All right, I don't have time for music, okay? I'm just going to ditch it. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.